It's 6:07 on Breakfast, and James Carlton joined us now with some newspaper headlines. Hello, James.
Good morning, Fran. We have the markets. CAC is up 1.1%, the Paris Bourse, although Germany, the DAX, Frankfurt, down 0.1%. London still closed with the royal celebrations, and the major US indices up but between a quarter and three quarters of a percent. Now, the papers, and they're overwhelmingly about the interest rate cuts. The Sydney Morning Herald, rates cut and more falls in the wings. The Australian, RBA's hand forced by global risks, a rate cut to lowest level since 2009. The Financial Review, wary RBA, buys crisis insurance, a 0.25% cut to bolster confidence. The Melbourne Age, rate cut linked to carbon backlash, pessimism noted by the Reserve. And can the banks afford to pass on the full cut? The Advertiser in Adelaide borrows from Obama. Yes, you can. The Canberra Times, local budget squeezes ACT public service. No major job cuts, but less on travel, advertising, consultants. Fake cop scandal in the West Australian. Teenager in stolen uniform enters police watch house. We've got sport in the Sydney Daily Telegraph. The head of the National Rugby League, the NRL, calls it a day. And in the Melbourne Herald Sun, racist fans face footy ban as Magpie star declares why I took the stand. We'll be back with more papers later in the show, Fran, including the minister, his laptop, and evading Chinese spies. The extraordinary steps taken by Defence Minister Stephen Smith against Chinese espionage before arriving in Beijing yesterday. The details later.